Most humble and loving salutations at the feet of our Divine Master, it is a very, very humbling experience when one is asked to speak in the presence of Bhagavan. First of all, one is speaking in the very presence of divinity, and also these last 25 days we have heard a galaxy of speakers, peers, learned individuals, and most outstanding of all, our own very dear students. So on this last day, when the Lord has commanded me to speak, I am really a bit lost for words. These days which have flashed past, one has heard so many, many experiences and so many impressions. And Bhagavan yesterday in the morning said that yes, these experiences, we should not try to speak too much about them. But Lord, with your permission, I would humbly like to state that these experiences really knit every one of us into this universal family, knit every one of us to your lotus feet. It shows how Bhagavan is the Antaryami. Bhagavan is like Vishnu, prevalent everywhere. Bhagavan is the person who is the Avat Bhandava. At the time of every difficulty, he comes. He is with us. And he rescues us, each one of us, from all the difficulties, all the troubles which we have. Every one of us thinks that our problems are unique. We have that ego. We think that only we have got that problem and nobody else has that problem. But really, when we listen to how there are so many worse difficulties in the world, how there are so many less fortunate individuals. In fact, Bhagavan has always said that if you feel depressed, if you feel dejected, just think of those people who are less fortunate than you. Do not think of those individuals who are more fortunate. But the moment you think of these unfortunate individuals, then you immediately realize how grateful we must be to Bhagavan for the situation, for the good situation in which we are. Experiences, there are so many, many. By Bhagavan's grace, I have been at his lotus feet for the last 21 years. The very first time when I and my wife were fortunate to visit Prashanthi Nilayam, there was this ego in my mind that when we looked at all the shops, we were new to Prashanthi Nilayam. And all the pictures of Bhagavan, I said, I am not going to buy one. I will wait for Swami to give. And lo and behold, the very first day when we were blessed with an interview, Swami produced the exact picture which was in my mind, which is still with us today, since the last 21 years. This really overwhelmed us. See, these were small things which we were, you know, we are all people who at those stages we get overwhelmed by these gestures. But they convinced that every thought in our mind is known to Bhagavan. It is also an amusing experience that I, as an electrical engineer, was a great disappointment for my father, because he was a civil engineer. And I never had any interest in doing any civil engineering work. never had any interest in buildings. And when I was trying to get some opportunity to serve Bhagwan, what did he give me? He gave me the opportunity to work in the construction of Sundaram. I didn't know anything about building. And this building came up. It was just to show, Bhagwan wants us to understand, that we are not doing the work. He is doing the work. We are blessed that we are used as instruments by Him in His mission. And that sometimes gives us the ego that we are doing it. And to reinforce this, I will just share with you that in 1981, when Sundaram was to be opened on the 19th of January, Bhagwan had given the date. In December, the building was not yet fully progressed. And then I fell ill. 12 days passed, the temperature did not come. The doctors were not able to diagnose what was wrong with me. And they said that we have to now admit you into a hospital because we are unable to diagnose what is wrong with you. Next day, Colonel Jogarao came to Madras with an envelope. And that envelope, which I still cherish today, had a letter from Swami. Said, "Srinivas, why fear when I am here? Accept my blessings. Do not be afraid." And there was prasada inside. That very evening, my temperature touched normal. In spite of all the specialists and all the doctors, this is how Bhagavan's grace worked. And Swami, still to show His leelas, in January, when Madras never has rains, that year, on the 13th, 14th and 15th of January, there were unseasonal rains, very heavy rains, and we were rushing to finish the building. So all of us were nervous. But as Bhagavan has demonstrated repeatedly, half an hour before He was to come, we screwed the main door in. And Bhagavan came and opened that door. And Bhagavan's today, Sundaram, is one of the three receptacles, the three sanctuaries, Satyam, Shivam and Sundaram. The same thing in Uttakamand, when that school building was built. Unseasonal rains. But when Bhagavan gives a date, that date always is accepted. It always comes up, as we have seen in the hospital. The 22nd of November 1991, Bhagavan had announced on 22nd November 1990 that this hospital would be commissioned with the first operation. Nobody believed it. In fact, this year, when Prince Charles visited India, and I was, due to some position I held, was invited to meet him. And in that galaxy of distinguished citizens of India, in that galaxy of businessmen, diplomats, I find this prince coming straight to me. I do not know how he knows. And he says, "You are the man I want to see. Please tell me about Bhagwan's hospital. My architect has told me so much about this hospital. I am not fortunate. I want to go to Puttaparthi, but these security people, they are not allowing me to go in my to Puttaparthi in the plane which can go there. They say my own security people are not allowing. I am a prisoner." This is the words he used. "Please tell me." And in that, where thousands of people were waiting, Prince Charles had taken me aside, and for 10 minutes we spoke only about Bhagwan. And the words he gave to me was, "Please convey," he did not know the word pranam, but he used the word, "Please convey my respects to Baba. And I pray that one day I will be fortunate to have his darshan." He used the word darshan. These were the words of Prince Charles, which were there. And on this hospital, On 21st November, you know, a modern hospital, I think our boys are not here who are the technicians. A modern hospital today is more an electronic marvel than really anything else. And any electronic equipment, unless it has been debugged, never works. And this hospital on 21st November in the night, when we were connecting all these equipment, a heart-lung machine, an electrodiathermy unit, a surgical cauterization, the ventilators, respirators, monitors, it is unheard of that when you connect an equipment and switch on, it works. And this has happened only in Prashanthi Nilayam. And another miracle with this hospital, more than crores and crores of rupees of equipment which landed in Madras, by some mistake on our part, the insurance had been done only up to Madras and not up to Puttaparthi. And this was the tremendous fix we were there. What shall we do? Shall we move this equipment from Madras to Puttaparthi over these roads in an uninsured form? And Bhagwan, when we say this is, move it. Not one piece of equipment was broken. Everything, container loads, were all received safe. And I have run so many factories, I have known so many other hospitals, where every equipment receives, either something is broken or something is there, it is not working. But in this hospital, the miracle was that everything worked without any problem. This is the miracle of Bhagwan. How he shows that when he has given a date, 22nd November 1991, the first operations were conducted. And as we have heard, more than 250 operations have now been conducted. All are perfect successes. Which hospital has this record? In Bangalore and other places, if they do one operation for the whole week, it's supposed to be a great achievement. And Bhagwan is showing how this is an exemplary institution for the whole world to emulate, to understand all this. Similarly, in Sundaram, on the day when it was opened, we were all, you know, we were new. We did not know how to serve Bhagwan. And in that place, I had two young sevadars with me. And another feature was the geyser in which we had the hot water installation suddenly started to emit steam. And this was the geyser which was connected to Swami's room. We wanted to shut off the valve, but nobody could approach it. The electrical switch was jammed. And we were all afraid that this is going to blow. So at that time, steam was coming out from that boiler. And with the word Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, I went and started closing the valve. And steam was all over my hands. And you know, what is the, those of you who are students of physics, what is the latent heat of steam? 540 calories, which is there. Every second which is generated. Superheated steam which is there. And when we closed the valve, and I looked, there was not one mark on my hand which was there. And those boys were there. All of us, we did not dare open our mouth that day. Nobody knows. I have not told this to Swami also. But this was, he was looking after us right at that time. Every instance has happened. You may have seen my two sons who were here. One of them, in the year when he was 3 years old, again became sick. And every doctor specialist said, he has this complication, he has that complication. And one fellow said infantile tuberculosis, another fellow gave some all kinds of names. We took him to Puttaparthi, and Bhagwan was gracious enough to call him. The question he asked was, what all have the doctors told you? And that boy very proudly says, doctor, doctor say I've got this disease, that disease, this disease. And he was also running temperature. Swami materialized some vibhuti. And from that day, the temperature disappeared. and today by Bhagwan's grace he is going to graduate as an engineer. This is, you know, it is far beyond the realms of science, far beyond what we understand. During the earlier part of this month, Swami was speaking about the cosmos, the understanding of the galaxies, the principles of the world. Somehow I am reading a book now by a person called Stephen Hawking, who is the most outstanding theoretical physicist now. And the problems which he is now trying to grapple with are showing no understanding of the solutions. Bhagwan, the way he has expounded to us, I think today I feel competent to go and talk to Hawking and give him some answers of the problems which he is facing. His principles of cosmology, the principles of time, when Bhagwan talks to us on the stories, whether it is Markanda Maharishi or whether it is Maitreyi or whether it is Janaka Maharaja, you know, when we are engrossed in those, we are not present here. It is now no longer a story. Bhagwan transports us in time. We are present in the forests. We are present in the palaces. We are present in the darbars. We are present in the yajnas. Bhagwan takes us traveling through time. And he is the master of time. Bhagwan has said, Kali Swarani, Kala Kalaya Namaha, all these words. And the other day he said, Ananda is time. He gave a new explanation. And he transports us then and there. We feel that we are experiencing those wonderful things which happened, whether it was in Mahabharata, whether it was in Ramayana, whether it was any other thing. We are present then. We are no longer in the 20th century. Maybe one day, if we are fortunate, Bhagwan will take us into the future also. We may know what is going to happen in the 21st century, the 22nd century. But Bhagwan may also say, why do you bother about the future? The present is the omnipresent. Live in the present. Bhagwan, we have no desire to know what is in the future. Only if it is going to help us to be better devotees, better bhaktas, then we are interested. The past, Swami tells us, we must benefit to learn for the present. The same way the future also, if it can help us to learn, then only we are there. But why I say this is, that time is nothing for Swami. The fourth dimension, like H.G. Wells has said, the time machine. What small things there are, but how Bhagwan transports us through aeons, through ages, through yugas, instantaneously. On the wings, not of our little minds, but on the wings of His grace, we move. But what are we? Bhagwan told us the other day, how the feared cobra, the lowly rat, the stodgy bull, they become objects of veneration when they are close to divinity. When the adornment, the snake is the adornment of Shiva, it is respected. The rat as the Vahana of Ganesha is respected. The Nandi, when it is worshipping Shiva, it is respected. And who respects us? They respect us and value us only as long as we are with Sri Satya Sai. The moment we are away, we are nothing. This we must understand. That we are today what we are. Whatever we are is due to the grace of Bhagwan. Bhagwan told us also the other day about the stages of our devotion. First we become devotees. And then the next stage is surrender. In the stage of devotion, Bhagwan told us, there is always this little ego which does not make us surrender fully. As he says, ups and jumps, downs and all these doubts. And then Bhagwan sends us to the workshop. Many of us have been in that workshop. I also have been in that workshop. And I hope by Bhagwan's mercy I am out of that workshop. But this workshop, the agony of being in that is indescribable. But Bhagwan says, just like iron has to be put in the fire, it has to be heated, it has to be beaten, it has to be forged to shape to bring out its purity. In the same way, Bhagwan does it only for our own good. He does that because of his immense love for us, not for any other reason. Let us remember that and be true in our devotion. Bhagavan, whatever we are here today, our head, our blood, our duddu, our fuddu, it's all because of you. There is nothing which we have. My wife and I have only one prayer, Lord, that this Mr. and Mrs. should one day merge into you, our Master and our God. Jai Sai.